Torreway, Northwest London. Tesvov Sivan, 21st of June, Harav Daniel Hul, Sheish Mitzvos Tamidios, an amazing discovery.
Bishos of Yemuri Shlita, the Zuchus of Teruah should stand in Zuchus Lanetzach, but talking for the organizers of Bishos Shkev to them. So a few weeks ago, I met one of the Magide Shurim Yeshiva's mayor. And I said to him, I have to tell you the greatest of our Torah you've ever heard in your life. And if you don't think it is, I'd like you to tell me why not. So I told him what the Mitzvah Shem were about to hear this morning. And he said to me, well, I don't know if it's the greatest of our Torah I've ever heard in my life, but it's probably the most useful of our Torah I've ever heard in my life. So gentlemen, I'll let you be the deciders of that. If you have any comments or feedback, by all means, send me an email, don77@gmail.com, Deltovska, November Sierra, 77@gmail.com. Let's get on with it, I hear you say. So, the second Bir Halacha on Shulchan Aruch says there are sheish mitzvahs tamidios. There are six constant mitzvahs which a person has to do, or has to think of the whole time. Now, the Bir Halacha, written by the Chofetz Chaim, is quoting the Sefer HaChinuch, who is a Rishon, and this was written 600 years ago. And the Bir Halacha quotes the Chinuch and says, HaReitza L'Kayim Shivisi Koroi, someone who wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shivisi Hashem L'Neg V'Somid, Koroi wants to Mekayim it properly. There are six mitzvahs, we're going to bring down Masheh, and he quotes the Chinuch word for word on 1.5 columns. This is the Bir Halacha, which is adjacent to the Mishnah Berurah, written by the same author, the Chofetz Chaim. Sheish mitzvahs shechayuvan tamidi, says the Chinuch. Lo yifzichu me'al ha'odom afbiru rega echot kol yomo. V'chol zman v'chol rega sheyachshei bohem. Every second, every moment, he thinks of them. Kiyum mitzvahs esse, the ein kates the matan star ha mitzvahs. He's mekayim the mitzvahs asay da iraisa, not the rabbanon, a mitzvahs asay da iraisa. The ein kates the matan star ha mitzvahs. There is no end to the reward of mitzvahs. Now the Chinuch says there are six. Lo sasura achrei levavachem b'acharei yineichem. Lahamin b'ashem. Liyached osei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Liyirom imenu, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leilaham in zulosei, not to believe in anyone else at all. Vehei lehoiv, lehoiv osei. Now, the Bir Halacha describes each one of these six mitzvahs in great detail. And he goes right over the page and all the way to the bottom. But there's something conspicuously missing from the end of the Bir Halacha. Because he is quoting the Chinuch. The Chofetz Chaim from a few decades ago is quoting the Chinuch from 600 years ago, a Rishon. Now if you look at the Chinuch himself, the Chinuch is found, this part of the Chinuch is found in the Igeres HaMechaber before the Hakdomo, the Sefer HaChinuch. The first thing you'll find, the Chinuch has written, he says, for his son and his friends so they shouldn't waste their time on Shabbos afternoon, and he's going to tell you all about the mitzvahs in each parasha. And his Akdoma, he explains what he's trying to do with his Sefer, and he says, my son, I'm going to tell you that there are six mitzvahs you have to do the whole time. And then he says, he tells us the mitzvahs, Le Sasuru, Mahamin Bashem, Le Yachidosu, Le Yiramimenu, and then the Chinuch says, Simonom Sheish Ore Miklot Teheyeno Lochem. Now this has puzzled Chazal for many, many years. The Bir Halacha does not bring this simon of the Chinuch. Sheish Ore Miklot Teheyeno Lochem. I asked Rav Tzvi Kushlevsky, Shlita, why doesn't the Bir Halacha bring the simon of the Chinuch? And he said to me he didn't bring it because he didn't understand it. The Prima Godin 300 years ago asks, on this Chinuch, Sheishore Miklot Tiyeno Lachem, what on earth does the Chinuch mean by that? So I asked Rav Ron Gurovitz, the Rosh Yeshiva again, said, Shlita. What does the Chinuch mean when he says, Simon on Sheishari Miklot Tiyenam Akan? So the Rosh Yeshiva said to me, well, Mistama, he means that if you keep the six mitzvahs to medias, you guard your eyes, you think of Yiras Hashem and Avas Hashem. You have a Shmira, Sheishari Miklot Tiyenam Akan is a Shmira from the girl Adam. What's the Ir Miklot? The person kills the Sheigeg, and he runs to the Ir Miklot, and he has a Shmira. He's protected there from the girl Adam, from the relatives of the dead man. So if you keep the six mitzvahs, Mistama, you have a Shmira. So I said to the Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Shek Ivantem to the Abter Rav Zatzal. The Abter Rav says a similar thing. And so too does the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim says, Mistama, he means that if you run, you have Shmira, they'll guard you these mitzvahs. They'll protect you. You should be there continually. I said to Rosh Yeshiva, La'anias Daiti, I have a problem with these Pshotim. So Rosh Yeshiva said, what's your problem? I said, the Chinuch has just told us there are six mitzvahs that you cannot stop thinking about. Every second of the day you're supposed to be thinking of these mitzvahs. And then he says, I'll give you a simon, Sheishari Miklot Tiyenu Lachem. Yet he doesn't explain what the simon means, but he gives us a simon. What do I need a simon for? Because I don't know what they are, so I've got a simon to remind me. If I don't know what they are, I've got bigger problems than knowing the vork that if you run there, you'll have Shmira and they'll guard you. I don't even know what they are. How's he telling me a vork, a nice Dvar Torah about keep the Sheish Mitzvahs to Medias and they'll guard you? I don't even know what they are. As Rav Sukhashlevsky said to me, a simon is usually something, a way to remember something. You have Erevin Nundalad on the base. Rav Chista, I think it is. That the Torah is giving the simonim to remember. Torah Shabbal Peh, you remember through simonim, the Tzach HaDash Ba'achav, the Esamachis. So Rav Ron Gurovitz said to me, well, maybe if you know there's six of them, Sheishari Miklot Tiyenu Lachem, that will jog your memory and you will remember what they are. So I said to the Rosh Yeshiva, okay, so the Rosh Yeshiva argues with my Svara, I will give you a proof that I think that is not Pshat, or the Ikka Pshat in the Chinuch. I'm listening, said Rav Ron. If I can show you, B'siyata D'shmaya, in this pasuk, Sheishari Miklot Tiyenu Lachem, a way to remember what the six mitzvahs to medias are, surely the Rosh Hashiva will be able to be motivated to me that that is the Ikka Pshat of the Chinuch. Because if you don't agree, then you'll go away from the Chinuch saying, I mean Shmira, and I've got Pshat in the Chinuch, and never in a million years will you get his real simon, if there is a simon in here to remember the Sheish Mitzvahs to medias. Rosh Hashiva says, I'm listening. Gentlemen, Sheishari Miklot Tehiyena Lachem. How many letters in the word Tehiyena? Tof Hei, Yud Yud Nun Hei.
Six
letters. That's fantastic. Gentlemen, you've heard it now, and believe me, you will remember these six letters for the rest of your life. Tof Le Sosuru. Hei Lahamin Bashem. Yud liyachid, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yud liyira, nun leinamin zulosei, vehei leahoyv, tehayeno, leisosuru, lahamin, liyachid, liyira, leinamin zulosei, veleahoyv. The gentleman, I had a problem, because if you look at the Chinuch, if you look at his Giras, he says, there's a mitzvah lahamin b'Hashem, and the shlili, the negative, is leilahamin zuloso. Well, this is a bit of a problem, because I need a nun for tehiyeno. At which stage, I said, one second, I've got two yuds, yipad yura. I've got two hays, lahamin lahoyv. I've got a tof leisosuru. It cannot be that this doesn't fit. So I said, even though the giris in front of me says, leilahamin zuloso, I bet it's a mistaken girsa, and the girsa should be shaleinamin zulosa. That's a bit of a quantum leap to say about the text of a Rishon, and I have no right to do it. But I have the right to suspect it. And then I open up the Mishnah Brura's Bir Halacha, and let's see his girsa in that mitzvah. Says the Bir Halacha, mitzvah aleph lahamin, and mitzvah beis shaleinamin with a nun. The Chinuch in front of us is Shalei Lahamin, and I suspect it because of Tehiyena that it's Shalei Namin, And guess what? That was the girsa of the Bira Lacha Shelei Namin. But even though the Chiyuvi is Lahamin, he changes it for some reason, or the girsa's changed Shelei Namin. Because, gentlemen, I suspect strongly that was the real girsa of the Chinuch. And perhaps that's the reason why no one, for I don't know how many hundreds of years, or maybe they did, but few people understood what the Chinuch meant. Because there was a girsa change, and we see the Bira Halacha's girsa Shelei Namin, it fits. Gentlemen, what is the gematria of Chiyuv Tomid? So I'm claiming that Teheyena is your Chiyuv Tomid. As the Bira Halacha says, Sheish Mitzvah Shechiyuvon Tmidi. Chiyuv Tomid, Ches, Yud, 18, Vov, 24, Beis, 26, Tof, 426, Mem, 466, Yud, 476, Dalet, 480. So the gematria of Chiyuv Tomid is 480. What's the gematria of Tehiyena? Tof Hei, 405, Yud, 425, Nun, 475, Hei, 480. So the gematria of Chiyuv Tomid actually happens to be Tehiyena. Sheish Ore Miklot Tehiyena Lochem. So my son-in-law asked me, why do you need Lochem at the end? Sheish Ore Miklot Tehiyena should be the simon. What's Lochem? So I said, it's the end of the posuk. There are such kashas. Ramatis Deutsch says, no, who's right? Tehiyena Lochem, it should be for you, Klal Yisrael. And then I looked at half the girsos I found on the shelves of the Chinuch, and some of them say, Simonim Sheish Ore Miklot Tehiyena. The Girsois don't even bring the last word Lochem, because that was never the Simon. The Simon was Tiyena. Sheish Ari Miklot Tiyena Lochem. So Rav Kushlevsky says to me, well, that's definitely a possibility. And Rabbi Ron Gurovitz said to me, it's very, very possible that was the Kavon of the Chinuch. But even if it wasn't, he'd be Macharish a tremendous Kiddush from his words, the Te'eles Godel. So I said to Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Shiva means to say that if the Chinuch wasn't the Chavon to this, the Rabbeinu Shleiman himself was. He says, yeah, Avada. It doesn't really matter whether this was the Chavon of the Chinuch, although I'm 100% sure it was. Sheish Ore Miklot Tehiyena Lachem Tehiyena is the way to remember the Sheish Mitzvahs Shechivon Tmidi. Tof Le Sosuru, Hei Lahamin, Yud Le Yached, Yud Le Yira, Nun Le Namin, Zilosei Ve Hei Le'ahoy.
The Hei
should be an
Aleph. Oh! The Hay should be an Aleph. I was waiting for someone to ask that. Do we say Le'ehov or do we say Le'ehov? Now, there is a fantastic, there's a Mishnah in Erechin, a fantastic Tiferes Yisrael. And the Mishnah in Erechin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph says as follows. There's a change of girsa at the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Tiferes Yisrael says, the Mishnah could have changed the text slightly. The Tiferes Yisrael says, I had a kasha for you. How come sometimes in the Mishnah, the Gemara says about the Mishnah, Chisuri Mechzer V'Hoki Katoni. The text of the Mishnah is missing. And this is what it means. And other times in Shas we have, Zu V'Lo Tzorech Lema Zu Katoni. Zuba in Tzorech Lema Zu Katoni. That the Tana, he extended, he was Marif and his Loshen. Why? He's just telling you not only this, but also this. He didn't really need to say it. So sometimes the Gemara says, Kisuri Mechzer, the Tana shortened his words and there's something missing. And sometimes the Tana Marif, well, when does he do, what sort of changing the goalpost is this? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, an amazing thing. He brings a Tosfos of Megillah and he says, Klal Yisrael learnt Mishnayos, Tosha Bal Peh, with a nigun. And his man Rebbe, they learnt with a nigun, and every Mishnah had its own tune. Why? Because the tune is the way to remember something. And because of the tune, sometimes the Tana had to do Chisuri Mepzor Rodi Katoni, because the words wouldn't fit in the tune, and it's more important to remember the Mishnah than to remember than to be marked with the words. And therefore, because of the tune, he cut off. And so too, when he was married sometimes, because the bovis of the Mishnah wouldn't fit the tune. And every Mishnah they learned via tune, because a tune is what you remember. And that's Pshat, the Chisuri Metzor of Avik Toni, and the Zubain Torah of Lomazuka Toni. A Aber vada, you can be medayek posach bakad v'sim v'chobis. A Tana changes his loshen. Of course you can. There's plenty to be medayek from there. But in a mokum where you haven't got an answer what the diuk is, why would the Tana change? This is a reason in itself. The tune is so important that that would actually adjust the text of the Tana. So, gentlemen, you ask me, but there's an alaf in Leah. We say Leah Hoiv. The simon is for me to be kolet. To hear you know the hay is Leah Hoiv. We don't say Leah Hoiv. We say Leah Hoiv. What's the root of Ahav? The root of love is Hav. So, I bring this to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and I said, is this pshat in the chinuch? The whole thing to you know. At that time, I hadn't realized the gematria, I don't think. 480, Chiyuv Tomid. It took 2 months for the letter to come back from Chaim Kanievsky. And 2 days before the letter arrived, I had a machlokes with a Rosh Hashiva. Smiley Rosh Hashiva lived down the road to me, and he said to me, you are hired to go around the world and teach the world the Sheish Mitzvahs to be used with this Tehiyana, and I will pay personally for the plastic Tehiyana parts. Tof hei yud yud non hei. I said to him, I disagree. I said to him, Minuchidus Kaved Arav, if I went around the world and I taught every single Yid on the planet Tehiyana, the Sheish Mitzvahs Shechuvim to Midi, I would get a tremendous suchus. But I firmly believe that the limud Torah, the schar of learning one tosfos, would be greater than that whole zuchus. Because Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. It would be a tremendous zuchus. Oh, but I'm not chayav to go around the whole world and take al cheshbon tosfos, Gemara Rashi and tosfos, and teach everyone to hear. He says, you're wrong, you're chayav. If you discovered it, it's yata dishmaya, you're chayav. 2 days later, the letter comes back from Chaim Kanievsky, and the question was, is this Pshat in the Chinuch? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes to me the strangest letter. Siman Lizkor. Next line. Shev v'tilmad b'hasmoda. Sit and learn. Now whether Rav Chaim Kanievsky knew my mach, it was going to write, I don't know. Oh, but one thing's for sure. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is saying, very nice, Siman Lizkor. Don't go around a lot. Shev, maybe turn away. Oh, but Shev v'tilmad b'hasmoda. Ramatis Deutsch, when I told him this, I said, 1 second, the Chinuch says that each one of these mitzvahs on your heges b'zachorim v'lekevus b'choleis at every single moment. I said, look, you have to teach your wife, your mother, your sister, your grandmother, your auntie, you have to teach them all. He said, absolutely right. These six mitzvahs on their heges by women as well. Le'sasuru, look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, Achrei Levavachem, Zuminus Vapikorosus. There's a surah isn't only Zunus. BSA 9. There's a surah about Vavchem Vachrei Necha. I advise the gentleman and ask you to go through the Bir Halacha. You'll see the second Bir Halacha. We mentioned that to the answer of Badil's question about the hay, Lehoiv, we mentioned that the Niglun was the way to remember a simon. A nigun. In this week's Sedra, the Chinuch himself says, why is there a mitzvah to blow chatzotzeres at every korban? And b'zman mochoma they blow chatzotzeres. Why chatzotzeres? Says the Chinuch. Because the best way to get something clear in someone's mind is derech nigun. And the most powerful clean nigun is the chatzotzeres, the trumpet. And this is so important during the korban, the process of the korban, the machshavos, the person can be mafagel the korban with the wrong machshavos. So the most appropriate time to blow chatzotzeres, to clear your mind, to focus on the job at hand, and what you're supposed to be thinking about is chatzotzeres. Says the chinuch, that's why we blow chatzotzeres. That's why we blow chatzotzeres at every korban. Should one think of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidius and the Beis HaKisei in the bathroom? Sorry? There seems to be a machlokes Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says, in Mishnah Berurah, in the Beis HaKisei, a person thinks of shiflus ha'odom. The humility, the worthlessness of man. Someone asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, brought in the Jewish edition of the Mishnah Berurah, Shesh Mitzvos Chiyuvim to Mita, you shouldn't stop thinking about them for 1 second. What about the Beis HaKisei? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you think of the Shesh Mitzvos to Mita in the Beis HaKisei as long as you're not thinking of Pesukim or Maimrei Chazal. As long as you're going to have a problem with those Asuru, but if you're not thinking of the Pesukim or the Maimrei Chazal, you think of the Shesh Mitzvos to Mita coming against the Beis HaKisei. Le'inam in Zulosoi, Le'ahoy, Le'achedoso, Hashem is one. Gentlemen, you think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one for 1 second. For 1 second, you think Yichud Hashem, you have Mekayim Mitzvah Seid Da'iraisa, Ve'ein Ketz L'Matan Sechara Mitzvahs. There's a very interesting Rashi in this week, etc. And I was worried about this for many years. Vayaz Keinaren El Mulpanei Amenera, He'el Amenerisea, Kashe Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is how Aaron should light the menorah. And says the pasuk, Vayas Cain, Aaron, Zok Rashi, Lahagid Shivchu Shel Aaron Shelo Shino. To tell you the praise of Aaron HaKohen, he didn't change the way he was told supposed to light the menorah. Gentlemen, big deal. We are talking about Aaron HaKohen. So the people say his lavos was the same the tenth time as the first time. I have a problem with that. Sorry? Oh, also what Russian says. Lading Shiv Shalab. Shvach and Shalar. Shalosh Shino, he didn't change. What? He didn't change from the original Islavos. Original Islavos. There's another Russian. By the way, I remember once asking a kasha to my Rebbe, Rav Yosef Miller, many years ago. And he brought me a raya from Rashi. And I said, I saw something the stipler said a similar inyan. He started laughing. He said, I brought you the twin towers and you bring me an ant. Stipler's the god Ladur, Zatzal. Oh, but you're comparing to a Rishon. I just brought you Rashi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told the Chazon Ish, I want you to light the menorah like this, I'm 100% sure they'll do it the same as Slav as time number 10 as it is time number 1. We're talking about Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen. Vayehi b'mei ketzir achitin. Reuven took dudoyim for his mother Rochel. Leah, sorry.
Leah.
Just testing. Took the dudoyim b'mei ketzir achitin. Why was it the b'mei ketzir achitin? Zog Rashi, Lahagid Shivchon Shel Shvotim Shelo Poshtu Yodom Begezel. To teach you the praise of the Shifteikar, that Reuven, one of the members of the Shifteikar, did not steal flowers. Another Rashi like this. But this is even worse, the Chavira. Because it's not just Lahagid Shivchon that he did what he was told. He didn't steal. Baruch Hashem, I have a 5-year-old daughter who would do exactly the same thing. If you told her to get flowers, she would not take them from the neighbor. Lahagid Shivchon shel Aaron HaKohen. This is the shvach of Aaron. This is the shvach of Reuven. That he loposh to Yodom Begezer. Gentlemen, I would like to suggest a teretz, which you could describe as the bigger the question, the bigger the teretz becomes. You know what they say? They say that in Baditchev Areva, there's another pshat, they say, that the Baditchev Areva bought a beautiful esrog, bought a tremendous esrog, and he was so happy with it, and he went to the mikveh before sukkah, and he was tevel, and he's getting ready, and the kavonos, and he's running, and he's so balachat that he's going to do everything right, and he takes the lulav in the sukkah, and he takes the esrog out with all barei balachat, he drops the esrog, and it becomes possible. He said, "Narev lachat, vayas kein aron like yishivka shalom shorishino." He lit the menorah without pushing the menorah over, with all the islamos done. Silver makorish baruch hu. They say that. Like I see, could be something to that. I would like to suggest a different bahalach. People get to Shamayim, they see Aaron HaKohen, People think Aaron HaKohen comes to Shamayim, so the Malachim greet him, oh, Aaron HaKohen's come to Shamayim, you finished Shas 42,000 times, you've saved Klal Yisrael from Machlekes, disgrace the Dargis, you made a bracha on an apple on the June the 30th, okay, come on, you're Aaron HaKohen, Zachakol, you know, we have 8-year-olds who do brachas on apples. Chas v'cholila. Gentlemen, one atom, one electron of a mitzvah is nitzvius, is immeasurable in schar. La'hagid shifcha shel Aaron, do you know what's begeder, what's bichlal, the schar, the reward of Aaron HaKohen? Also the fact that he didn't change. Do you know what's considered the schar of Reuven, and he's not mevater on it, and he will be getting reward, lenetzach netzachim? The fact that this Novi did not steal flowers is also part of his shvach. Because, gentlemen, the slightest atom of a mitzvah is nitzchias. It lasts forever. It's immeasurable, as the Bir Aloha says. Ve'en keitz l'matan schar mitzvahs. Kol zman l'chol rega. Repetition. Every moment, every second, sheyachshev bohem, kiyem mitzvahs esei ve'en keitz l'matan schar mitzvahs. There is no end to the reward of mitzvahs. The fact that Aaron didn't change, it's a very small mitzvah klape Aaron. Oh, but lahagid shivchoi shel Aaron, it's still the begeder, it's the klal, it's olam haba. And there's no reason for Aaron to be mevater on it, and in Shemayim they're not mevater on it. And like you can even say that the fact that Reuven didn't steal is also begeder the shvach of Reuven. Avada the grace of darkness. If nothing gets swept under the carpet, chas v'shalom and ruchnius. I'd like to finish off. When I was in Gaza, I'm going to give a little bonus. So I met a venerable Talmud Chacham, and I said to him, what are the Sheish Mitzvahs to Minyus? He wasn't so well oiled on the sugya, and he appreciated Teyema very much. So he said, I've got one for you. What are the Sheish Mitzvahs to Ani Mamins? What are the 13 Ani Mamins? So I got 6 of them. And he said to me, well, the Brisker Rav says, if you don't know the 13 Ani Mamins, you're a Nebuchadnezzar. And a Nebuchadnezzar is also an Nebuchadnezzar. Well, the Brisker Rav actually said that. I heard similar shvuis. So, gentlemen, I now have a simon for the 13 Ani Mamins, which we don't have time to explain them because they're so self-explanatory. Open a siddur. Manig, Yichud, Guf, Rishon, Tefillah, Novi, Moshe, Teru, Yodea, Schar, Moshiach, Mesim. And my 5-year-old knows that as well. 13 words, gentlemen, and you also know the 13 Ikorei Emunah. Gentlemen, I would ask you and beg of you to look at the Bir Halacha and do Chazora on the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midius, because Kol Zman B'chol Rega Sheyachshev Bo'en Ki Yem Mitzvahs Esei Ve'en Keitz L'Matan Schar Mitzvahs. I even have a little tune of the Nigun. Leisa Suru Lahamin Liyached V'yira Leinamin Lehoiv Teheyeno. And that's available for download and tear away. Gentlemen, do chazora tihiyeno oz nefo kashuvois lekol takanunoi.